Okay, so I guess the first thing you need to know is that there's a town in Texas called Elgin. It's about 20 miles outside of Austin. It's very small. It's about 5,000 people. And the only reason I know about this town is that it's named after my great-great-grandfather, Robert Morris Elgin. He was a land surveyor for the Houston and Texas Railroad. And when my parents told me about this when I was a kid, my parents are from Houston. I, thank God, am not. But we go down there and visit, you know, every other Christmas. And, you know, they're like, there's a town named after your great-great-grandfather. I was like, can we go? Can we go? Can we go? Can we go to Elgin? Can we? You know, because I thought, you know, if we go there, they have to throw us a parade. Like, we're important there, right? Like, I'm the princess of Elgin. But we never got to go. You know, we would just go down to Houston and see decrepit grandparents and everything like that. So, last March, you know, I went down to Houston as a grown person, and as a grown person with a rental car, thought, you know, what the hell? You know, I'm going to go see Elgin, see what that's like. And, you know, I kind of figured that there might not actually be a parade waiting for me, but, you know, I thought, you know, still, it might be kind of cool. So as a grown person with internet access, you know, I did a little bit of research on Elgin, and I found out some things, like there's a brick factory there. It's the brick capital of the Southwest. I found out that there's a sausage-making industry there. They're the sausage capital of Texas. And I found out that it used to be called Glasscock. And they make sausage. So I was like, shit, I gotta go to Elgin. Surely this place is a riot. So went to Houston. I set out in my little rental car, and, you know, it's about 2.5 hours outside of Houston, receding beautifully in my rearview mirror. And, yeah, I started, you know, like, start to see signs. Elgin, 29 miles, Elgin sausage. I'm like, oh, this is going to be so much fun. And so I get to the Elgin Holiday Inn Express, into which I've booked myself. And, you know, the girl, this, like, 19-year-old girl is checking me in. I'm like, you know, my great-great-grandfather, you know, this town's named after him. And she's like, looks at my credit card. She's like, yeah. Like, well, my maternal grandmother, that's why, you know, it's not my name's not Elgin. She's like, yeah, that's great. So I'm like, oh, well, you know, teenagers, you know, they're so callow. They have no sense of history. But Elgin does have a historic downtown. So I thought, surely, you know, these will be my people. So I go downtown, and I mean, it's pissing down rain, and the minute I turn onto their, like, you know, 4 blocks of historic Main Street, I kind of get this sinking feeling that maybe this trip is not going to be all that great, because it's 3:45 on a Monday, and everything's closed. And so, you know, the buildings are made of brick, and they're, you know, they're cute and everything, but, you know, some things aren't just closed, they're, like, closed forever. And yeah, so I go to, like, you know, look in this thrift store, and I'm like, wait, there's nothing in there except this cardboard box that's open and spilled over with all those little plastic styrofoam peanuts and a cat. Like, the cat has come out of the box. Rest of the place totally closed. I look at the cat looks at me, it looks up and it glares. I was like, oh, shit. And so, you know, I'm kind of walking around, like, feeling a little like I'm the only person on the street, and people are kind of driving by and looking at me funny. So I do what comes natural, and I go to the bar, which is called the Crazy Horse Saloon. So I figure, you know, maybe it's some kind of Wild Western thing. And I walk in, and it's actually sort of a Korean deli with a bar in it. Yeah, there's, like, warming plates of kimchi and stuff. And then, like, as an afterthought, a bar with, like, a neon palm tree. Like, all right. The girl behind the counter is like 14 years old, and I asked for a Maker's on the Rocks, and she brings it in a pint glass. And so I think, well, maybe this won't be so bad after all. And then her mom comes up, she's like, she doesn't speak much English, and she takes my pint glass away. And she brings me a little glass. And, you know, I figure Texas is, you know, it's supposed to be really friendly, it's the South, et cetera, et cetera. I figure I'll have some kind of fun conversation with somebody, you know, let on who I am, the princess. But what really happens is there's nobody in this bar except for two women who are kind of like whispering and like kind of looking at me, and I just kind of like, don't think much of it. I watch, you know, Entertainment Weekly on the TV, and, you know, this, my cell phone rings, and it's my boyfriend, so I have a, you know, little boom, 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 cool kind of conversation. And I hang up, and I now can hear the ladies, and they're like, oh, I guess she's not. Oh, yeah, I thought she was too, but I guess I think that was her boyfriend. And they keep talking. I realize they think I'm a hooker. Like, oh, you thought, oh, no, I'm just here by myself. And so I drank some more drinks, basically just taking advantage of the fact that I can smoke in a bar because I live in New York and you're not allowed to do that. So, oh, there's that already. Anyway, so drank some more drinks, and then finally I was like, you know, this is never going to happen. So I left, and I was passing a diner. It's like, you know, I think I deserve some pie. So went in, sat down, got myself some pie, and there's these two kind of IT geeks like talking about like Mac stuff. And I've been in this town for like 6 hours. Nobody will talk to me, and it's not like I think I'm some kind of like awesome person, but you know, it's like, what the fuck? So I sort of interpolate myself into their conversation, like, hey, what do you guys do? And you know, they start talking to me, and I'm like, yo, my great-great-grandfather, yeah, it's named after him. And they're like, oh yeah, did he like found it? I'm like, no. Like, did he ever live here? No. So it's just named after him? Yeah. That's great. Why are you here? And I didn't really have a good answer to that. So I chit-chatted with them a little more. And like at some point, I let fly with the fuck word. And they were like, whoa. Like, what? And they're like, yeah, well, you know, ladies around here don't talk like that. It's like, oh, great. So I'm also a gutter mouth. And we keep chit-chatting. And finally, they're like, yeah, y'all still, like, you know about, like, 9/11. You know who was responsible for that, right? You know, it was Bush. I was like, oh, so, okay. And they're like, hey, we're going to go back to his apartment and watch a documentary about the moon landing. You know that was faked, right? I was like, yeah, I got to go. And so I go back to my Holiday Inn Express, and I think, like, not only am I not the Princess of Elgin, I'm the girl who's a trash-talking hooker who might be interested in moon landing conspiracy theories. And I just went to sleep. And then I woke up the next morning, and I'm like, you know, it's still raining. I should really leave. And I slunk out of town like a deposed princess. Thanks.